This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
It's 9:35, and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we've been speaking this morning with Kathleen Goodman, who is the author of the book Puppy Possibilities. And Kathleen, before the break, we were talking about traveling with your dogs and some of the tricks involved with that. But I'd like to turn the topic of conversation really back to the concept of general puppies and socialization. So to begin, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your book in case they've missed a previous appearance when you've been on with us?
Certainly. Puppy Possibilities takes that family who has decided we're getting a puppy, and I'm kind of tag along on that whole puppy adventure and school them during that puppy's first year. So we get the family all set to go before that puppy even comes home with a decent plan. And you know, folks don't have to think about a thing because I have left no stone unturned in planning for the puppy's arrival, be it puppy-proof the house or purchase various items for that puppy or find the spot in the yard where we're going to have them do their business before they even walk in the door.
Yeah, establishing that office.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, I like that a lot.
I know when I met you at our store, if there's one thing I would call you would be kind of a puppy adventurer. You know, it just seemed like you were, it reminds me of the, what's the show with the yellow school bus and the lady and the kids all get along and they explore the world, you know.
Oh, right. Exactly.
You know, that's how your energy is, I've noticed, is that, you know, you try to build enough excitement around that relationship that people see that and get excited about the idea of journeying with their puppy. They commit themselves to their puppy. And I think that's one of the misnomers about puppies is too many people think of it as like the terrible twos and we just got to get through this. And what I saw from you, Kathleen, was just you were absorbed and you were committed and you were actually given guidance. And that's, I'm sure, how your book is reflected, is to get people excited about that journey so there's something positive to do with that puppy instead of just waiting for it to get through.
Oh, absolutely, because, you know, puppies never look for trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They just look for something to do.
Yep.
And if we leave them in an area of the house and just figure, well, I'll just cordon off the kitchen because, you know, these people, they just try to sell all this gear and everything and it just can't be worth its weight. And, oh, gosh, you know,
yeah,
as long as folks plan ahead and get that crate and allow that puppy to have his own space,
mm-hmm,
and keep that crate available to that pup through its adulthood, I mean, you wouldn't toss your favorite easy chair, would you? So let's not, you know, dismiss the crate once the dog is old enough and, well, we don't have to worry about him, you know, leaving a calling card or a puddle on the kitchen floor. No, let the dog have that crate through its entire lifetime and it has its place to go to chill out when maybe you're having a party at home or something and they need a little bit of their own downtime.
Right. Your book seems to kind of give people the strength they need to get through those periods because they don't think about planning ahead oftentimes for a puppy. And then all of a sudden when they read your book, there's all these things that you can do, all these possibilities of how to create a better puppy.
Oh, sure. And the one thing that I'd really like to stress is that the best way to build that relationship and that lifelong bond with that puppy is to teach them the ways of our world, not simply command their obedience.
Mm-hmm.
By teaching our puppies, we're giving them one-on-one individual time. It allows us to strengthen our own consistency in delivering very specific directives, if you will, rather than commands. Because remember, all those words, I have a whole sheet of words that I call directives that allow the family to talk the talk. And mm-hmm, then throughout the book, I'm teaching them to walk the walk. What's the easiest way to walk your puppy?
Right.
Well, you just put on the leash and you snap the leash to the collar and you take off. Well, puppies have no clue about where they're supposed to walk, and I see people tripping over their puppy or stepping on the puppy, and the puppy screams, and going out on the leash for a walk isn't a very positive thing for that puppy at all. And some puppies, they don't even want to go out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that walking with our puppies or taking them anywhere on the leash is a positive experience. So we're going to put that positive imprint in there by having a little piece of their food kibble with us and mm-hmm. baiting them, if you will. I know a lot of trainers out there don't really like that idea of baiting, but for me, well, if it puts a positive spin on the whole mini adventure, why not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kathleen,
we want everything in this puppy's life to be positive. Granted, there are some negatives in life, and we do have to say, ouch, when those stiletto teeth might hit the fingertip or something like that when we're giving that little cookie for behavior that's been presented. But it's all about the puppies for me, and I'll bend over backwards to help that puppy succeed and to watch the look on that puppy's face when you might say, sit, after you've been working with them and tucking under that rear end and, you know, drawing a little piece of cookie up to their muzzle, and they hit that position and that butt hits the ground and you go, yay! And the pup is like, holy cow, that was good, right?
Yeah.
And you get, you know, wiggles and all of that, and people need to lighten up with their puppies. Some people are too serious. Well, I have to be dominant. No, you don't have to be dominant. You can be their best friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kathleen, one of the things that is an interesting part of the progression with puppies, last week Rick and I broadcast live from a local area dog park. And the rules at dog parks generally don't allow puppies because they can't be vaccinated properly until they're at least 6 months of age. And frankly, some dogs will tend to attack a puppy because of their frailty in an off-leash environment. But what are the things that people should be doing with their puppies to get them prepared for a dog park off-leash type environment? Because puppies love to run around and use up energy, and we want to keep people recognizing that energy throughout the dog's life, because just because they get older doesn't mean the energy goes away. It needs to be expended. So what should people be doing to prepare their puppies for that type of an environment?
Well, before we would go into that sort of environment, we want to make sure that we have a solid fundamental background of basic manners. We want to make sure that calm has always been the greatest thing in the world for our puppies, since we're going to want to take them to one of these dog parks. And we don't have those in Massachusetts, by the way. There are no formal dog parks in Massachusetts.
Well, we're one up on
you. For whatever reason. But so whenever we're thinking about, well, down the road, I saw this great dog park, and I want to take my puppy there too. Well, we need to make sure that our puppy is properly socialized by going to a puppy play group. Now, a lot of training centers have such things, and it's a great way to expose your puppy to other dogs, and usually the puppy play groups are all age-appropriate, so you'll get, you know, maybe 10 puppies between, you know, 8 and 10 weeks of age in one group, and then 10 to 12 or 14 weeks in another group, and then when you're getting closer to the age of take flight, which is about 5 months old, that's when most people say, well, you know, he never comes when I call. Well, at 5 months of age, that's a natural progression for the puppy, and they're really feeling a little more confident to move away from you, as it were, in your own backyard. Maybe they look back at you and say, but did you see the butterfly? hey, there was a chipmunk. Oh, no, there was a school of birds. It's not a school of birds, is it? It's a flock. Oops.
Right.
But anyway, so one of the things that we really want to make sure is that we get a really solid, positive imprint on cum.
Okay.
And one of the things about cum is always making sure that your tone of voice sounds like good things are going to happen.
Right.
And then you seal the deal by adding a very special reward for cum.
Gotcha.
It can be a little piece of string cheese or something like that.
Kathleen, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we've run out of time. If any of our listeners are interested in getting your book or more information, where can they go to get that?
Oh, they need to go to puppytrek.com.
Okay, fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with the author of the book Puppy Possibilities, Kathleen Goodman. Kathleen, thank you so much for coming back on the show. We really appreciate your insight.
My pleasure to join you, fellas.
Oh, it was our pleasure, too. And, Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation and talk with the owner of Granny's Pet Care right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.